This is a podcast from the Queen City Podcast Network.
We've heard a lot about shortages over the last few years, whether it be raw materials, medicine, or medical supplies. The citizens of the United States are currently dealing with an Adderall shortage. We're asking why this is happening now and what people who depend on Adderall can do.
One of the studies showed that 64% of the people who are looking for Adderall prescriptions are unable to find pharmacies that have Adderall.
This is WBTV's Good Question. We are joined now by Dr. Aaron Pirimzadian, Chief Medical Officer from StarMed Healthcare. Dr. P, thank you for being here once again.
Absolutely. Always happy to be on.
I definitely appreciate it, man. We wanted to ask you about the Adderall shortage that we've been dealing with in the United States, but of course wanted to start with this. Can you kind of explain what Adderall is for folks who, you know, don't have it in the household and how it impacts the body?
So what Adderall is, it's a controlled substance. So it's not something that you can just go and get over the counter. It's a medication that has to be prescribed to you by a provider, and it gets logged,
right?
Because anything that's controlled has to be closely watched. And the reason why it's a controlled substance is Adderall is amphetamine. So we hear about all the bad methamphetamine, things like that. What amphetamine is, it's a class of medications that helps with stimulation. And that's how it works. It actually stimulates your nervous system. So it works on multiple hormones, your serotonin, your dopamine receptors. It works on the norepinephrine, epinephrine. It does histamine releases. And what this means is it pretty much stimulates your body and it helps with people who have concentration issues, people who have issues with staying awake. It pretty much gets your system on this overdrive.
Absolutely. I don't want to get too into the weeds here, but do you know how something like Adderall is created? Is there a large process, you know, with manufacturing and, you know, trying to get Adderall out?
So in regards to the manufacturing, that's actually the issue why we're having a shortage. There's a couple of main producers of Adderall. That's the brand name. There's a different brand name also very similar to Adderall. The problem with it is one of the manufacturers, Teva, actually had issues with their manufacturing plant last year. So the FDA warned us last year that there was going to be a shortage coming up. And we knew the shortage was going to run into 2023. In regards to how they make it, it's a combination of four different amphetamine salts that are put into the Adderall. So it has dextroamphetamine and what's called levoamphetamine. And those are the two main active ingredients of it.
Gotcha. You mentioned the manufacturing issues. How long can it take for, you know, the general public to feel the impact of a manufacturing issue? Because it sounds like there was a pretty big heads up as to, hey, there's going to be a shortage, right?
So the problem is, and we've seen this in quite a few different things. Obviously, throughout all of COVID, we've had shortages in just regular household needs. I mean, I purchased a stove and it took literally 2 years to get the stove.
Wow.
So every part of manufacturing has been hit by some kind of issue. But in regards to medications, medications are very closely watched. So the FDA is very specific on what goes into the production of medications, into reopening these factories. So when a specific manufacturer goes down, we feel it very hard. We've seen this like in baby formulas. We had a huge baby formula shortage going on. These are unfortunately needs that we have that once a big manufacturer goes down, the other manufacturers just cannot keep up with the demand of it.
Gotcha. Do you know if the manufacturing issues that this company experienced, Teva, do you know if that was related to, you know, the pandemic or was it, you know, something else that was going on?
To be honest, I'm not exactly sure about the specifics of why they went down.
Right. But in general, they had to kind of stop the manufacturing process, and that's what led to the issues.
Correct. So what I do know about it, they did have some supply issues. So they just were not receiving enough of what they needed to actually to create the Adderall itself.
Gotcha. What happens to someone when they are used to taking Adderall and they don't get it? Are there any negative side effects, or do you just not get the benefit of, you know, what Adderall provides?
So you can definitely withdraw from any of these substances. So especially something like amphetamine, if you've been using it for a long period of time, sudden discontinuation can definitely cause people to feel off. Withdrawal symptoms could be like anxiety, cravings, feeling depressed, fatigue, increased appetite, increased sleep, lack of motivation, decreased movement. And it's pretty much the reverse of obviously what this was treating. So your body was used to this ramped up period, and all of a sudden that ramped up period is gone. So everything crashes back down.
Gosh, do you know if there's any medical advice for people who are currently, you know, impacted by the shortage and, you know, they're used to taking it on a routine basis, but now they can't get it? You know, what do doctors advise those people to do?
So what we try to do is, one, get people before they end up not receiving the medication completely. So right now, one of the studies show that 64% of the people who are looking for Adderall prescriptions are unable to find pharmacies that actually have Adderall.
Yeah.
So there's a significant amount of people who are not able to receive the medication that they need. Now, as a result of this, what we tell people is at least wean yourself if you know that you're going to hit one of those supply issues. So trying to decrease how much you're using, cutting back instead of, let's say, if you're taking twice a day, cut it back to once a day. If you're taking it once a day, go to half a day. That way you're decreasing how dependent your body is on this medication.
That's an interesting strategy. You know, are there any alternatives? I know you mentioned Adderall is the brand name for the stimulant. Are there any other stimulants out there that do essentially the same thing?
There are. There are quite a few different stimulants out there. So there are medications that your provider can put you on, but Adderall is the most common known. Another one of the trade names is Mydeus. Not a very common, you know, a name that you hear in the household. But there are other stimulants, yes.
Gotcha. And do you know now, if those are also in short supply, or can you get those?
I have not heard of any short supply of that one. You know, one of the main issues of why there's such a demand for it is because of COVID, we all went to telehealth. So we went to telehealth, which meant easier access to a provider. So people who had these needs had easier access to getting the prescription that they needed. So in 2020 to 2021, there was a 20% increase in the number of people who were on Adderall. And some of this also had to do with some of these startup companies that, you know, you see, oh, they're pushing Viagra, they're pushing Cialis. They're also pushing medications like this. And, you know, they're saying, hey, it's very easy for you to get these medications. So people were going online. They're easily getting these prescriptions that they may not have gotten prior. So there was a massive increase in the number of people who are needing it. So now you have a supply issue that's crashing. At the same time, you have this massive demand issue. So it's compounding the problem.
Gotcha. And there are already, like you said, manufacturing issues and just generating it, right?
Exactly.
Gosh, that definitely sounds like an issue. Any idea when the Adderall shortage will end? And we'll be back
so
to
they said for sure not until at least the mid 2023 time frame.
Wow. I don't know if you know from other, you know, shortages or just medical experience, but how much of a process is it to try and get everything back on its normal speed when you're dealing with a backlog?
Yep. I mean, the reality is even if, you know, they're making what they're making prior, you're talking about people who have now been off of it. They don't have any more of that supply at home. So everyone's going to refill it immediately whenever these supplies are available.
Right.
And it's just like a gas shortage. If everyone's rushing to the gas station at the same time, even if, you know, we're producing the same amount of gas that we were before, there's not enough gas for everybody.
Gosh, that makes it sound like it's going to be very hard for the manufacturers to get caught up.
It is. It's definitely going to take some time. Now, again, this is a controlled substance. So you have to see your provider. Hopefully they're able to help you with some of these issues and at least figuring out a way to calm the withdrawals down.
Gotcha. Is there anything specific the FDA can do to help in a situation like this, or is there not much at play for them?
So, interestingly enough, the FDA is actually going after the companies that are pushing Adderall. So they're saying that, you know, you've been targeting people on social media, you've been targeting people on online, telling them how easy it is to get a controlled substance. So they're actually targeting the people who are increasing the demand for it. There's not much that they can do on the supply portion. That's a private entity. They just have to wait until that private entity can actually make enough, and the FDA keeps its regulations. They're not going to just drop regulation. So they want strict guidelines on those.
Gotcha. Just in general, how serious is this for somebody who is dependent on Adderall or you know, is used to taking it? I'm guessing this isn't something where you're ultimately going to end up in the hospital, but probably pretty serious for these folks, right?
Yeah. So on average, 11 to 12% of people in college have ADHD.
Wow.
In the adult population, about 5% of adults have ADHD. So this does affect a large portion of the population. And for someone who needs this to actually function, it's pretty important, obviously, to get work done, to get your schoolwork done. You know, there's always this concern that, hey, are we just pushing medications like amphetamine on Adderall on people? Are we pushing it too much on kids? But we're realizing that these kids function so much better when they are able to concentrate. I mean, any emergency medicine physician like myself, we all have some type of ADHD. That's why we got into this field, because we can do a million different things at the same time. But, you know, sometimes you need that assistance. You need something to help you concentrate in the general population to make sure that you're able to handle all these different tasks.
Gotcha. But you're not necessarily going to get physically sick, or could you, if you are dealing with Adderall withdrawal?
There is a period of time where you will get physically sick.
Wow.
Like we talked about, you will have some of those withdrawals, but it's not even long-term, though.
Okay. Gotcha.
More so, it's just less of being effective in your function.
Gotcha. I'm getting down to the end of my questions. I know that earlier in the interview, you referenced the baby formula shortage. We're hearing about Adderall shortage. Anything else the medical community is dealing with right now, Dr. P, that is a shortage?
So there are. There are quite a few different shortages going on. One of them is lidocaine. So simple medication we use to numb you when we're doing a procedure.
Wow.
It's very hard to find. So even in our clinics, we're trying to have different sources of lidocaine. We're trying to conserve the lidocaine that we do have, because it's in such a bad shortage right now. So it's almost impossible to buy that.
Why is that IV one in short supply?
You know, that one I don't know the specifics of.
Sure.
It's probably another manufacturer that's down.
Right.
Over and over again.
Right.
IV fluids. IV fluids have been in short supply for almost 3 years. The majority of our IV fluids actually come from one of the islands in the Caribbean. I think it was Puerto Rico or the Dominican. One of them produces the majority of our IV fluids for the U.S. And literally a hurricane hits there and the whole supply chain's gone.
Wow.
But we try and buy as much IV fluids as we can, but the companies that sell these, like McKesson, which is one of the largest distributors of medical supplies, they actually limit how many each person can purchase to make sure that there's enough at least to last you a week or two everywhere.
It sounds like quite the situation, man. Well, we definitely appreciate what you folks in the medical community are doing despite, you know, the shortages and the trouble that we've had the last couple of years. Dr. P, anything else you'd like to add?
No. I mean, obviously, if you need these medications, obviously go to your provider, go to your practitioner, make sure that, you know, if you do know you're starting to get low, to go ahead of time to talk to them. The problem is you can't pick up a controlled substance before your period of time. Controlled substances are very time sensitive. You cannot go and get a new script while you have an active script. So that makes it difficult. So just make sure you are seeing your provider ahead of time, though, so you are prepared when that prescription does end, though.
That is great advice. Dr. Aaron Piramzadian, Chief Medical Officer from StarMed Healthcare here in Charlotte. Thank you, Dr. P.
Absolutely, anytime.
WBTV's Good Question is a product of WBTV in cooperation with Queen City Podcast Network and Balto Creative Media. From WBTV, Good Question is produced by Jack Vandertal. Special thanks to Jamie Bowl. For the Queen City Podcast Network, WBTV's Good Question is produced by Brian Baltashevitz and Maria Delgado. Production coordinator, Taylor Robinson. It is recorded at the Queen City Podcast Network studios in Uptown Charlotte.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.